Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 1, we were talking about the importance of the Lord giving Himself to be the author of our salvation. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We are helpless to deliver ourselves from the consequences of our sin. If you're going to try to make heaven some other way than to humble yourself and say, I'm a sinner, I can't save myself, and I deserve to go to hell, but I believe that Jesus shed his blood for my sins and died for me and rose from the dead, and I'm inviting him into my life as my God and Savior. And if you're unwilling to do that, then what you got to be able to do is die, be buried, and then resurrect yourself, make your body eternal, ascend up into heaven, and then hope your blood will be accepted of God even at that because you've rejected His Son's way. Okay, there's not one of you listening to me, and I couldn't do it, raise myself up from the dead, nor make my body eternal. And that means we need a Savior. All need a Savior. And praise God, there is a Savior that says that if you come to Him, He will in no wise cast you out. Whosoever would come to Him, He will in no wise cast you out. So He wants to deliver you. The idea then behind the word deliver in its Greek form is to take out of affliction or to take out of danger. That is from the wages of sin. Now, we should never lose sight of the fact that Jesus Christ left His own glory. He left His glory-lit throne, the place where He was honored, that every angel would want to carry out His will, where He dwelt forever in eternity past as Spirit. He left all of its glory to take on flesh and to be crucified and suffer the fullness of outpoured divine wrath on His human spirit, in order to save our sin-stained souls. That is important because the value of the blood shed on Calvary rests upon the nature of the person who gave it. And so we see in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh. That was Jesus Christ. And He gave Himself as the author of our redemption before He could give Himself to us as the object of our devotion. You see, before we can be devoted to Him, we have to be saved. So He became the author of our redemption in order to be the object of our devotion. Seeing that Christ did that for us and suffered for us in our place, we should never make light of sin, nor make light of the cross. True devoted love for Christ who died for us will bring forth an abhorrence for our sin, regardless of what the world says. The world may say, it's not that bad. Well, His substitutionary death on the cross gives us a physical view of what that sin that is not that bad actually was in the sight of a holy, almighty God. Let us see the scripture in 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. And you know that He was manifested to take away our sins. And in Him is no sin. 1 John chapter 5 tells us that the whole world lieth in wickedness. Never think that this salvation grace was to give you liberty to fulfill the lust of the flesh. That is a teaching straight out of hell. We're told that the devil, in 2 Corinthians 11:13 through 15, parades as an angel of light. And he makes it sound good. And that's one of the main doctrines that he's taught, and so many have drunk the Kool-Aid on it. He delivers us, and notice again the text there, from this present evil world. Now, from is from the Greek word ek. Now, that's a good sound for this world system, isn't it? Ek. It means out of. Christ gave himself for our sins that we might be delivered out of this present evil world by him. You know, the word evil is from the Greek word poneros, which identifies the age. And you know, the age is evil. A lot of people out there are trying to avoid this truth and try to change what it means and amend it as the Pharisees amended the Ten Commandments. But you can't do that, not in God's sight, and be right. You cannot amend his commandments. There are two words translated evil. The first is kakos. This is a man who is content to perish in his own corruption. And some people are just that way. But then there is another word used for evil, and it is poneros. And in this instance, has the idea of not only content to perish in his corruption, but is not content unless he is corrupting others as well and drawing them into the same destruction as himself. And so, this describes people who undermine public preaching of the word, speaking the truth, doing as Christ, who testified of their deeds that they were evil, John 7:7, and condemning us. Now, the word world here, again, as you're looking there at verse 4, it has the idea of the evil world. It comes from the Greek word aeon, or age. The age we live in is an evil age that speaks of bringing others to its evil grasp. We see it in television. We see it in education. We see it by things such as abortion and sodomite marriages, cohabitation without marriage, and being made respectable in this country. Just think of that. Actually murdering children by abortion, actually education, kicking out Jesus Christ as something evil, sodomite marriages and living together without marriage and making it respectable and seeking to make it non-effective upon a man's heart to no longer discern its repulsiveness or its view as repulsive before a holy God. You see, the salvation we are to preach is to help deliver us from the spirit of this age. And by the way, those things are the spirit of this age. So our deliverance from this present ongoing evil age, then, is in a twofold deliverance. It is present deliverance from the power of the evil of the age with its tendencies and characteristics. And it's a future deliverance out of this world when believers are caught up to be with the Lord at the rapture. Oh, what a great time that will be. You know, I can't wait to think of Jesus coming again. And oh, listen, he says in Revelation chapter 22, the Apostle John is praying. He says, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." You see, when you see these things going on, and the new evangelical Pharisees, and they say they were, I thought they were fundamentalists. No, they're new evangelical because they tried to change the Ten Commandments. They tried to amend it. For example, they tried to amend, "Honor thy mother and father." And they tried to install their ways instead of the Scripture ways. And now in this age, this 21st century, we have those that are saying, think outside the box. What they mean is that, get out of the Bible box. Get out of the book. Adjust to the culture and adjust to this way of life instead of bringing the culture to Christ and His holiness and His salvation. They're trying to adjust us to the culture. And that is always filthy in God's sight. And it is always 100% wrong. And so, we see that that is this present evil age. So our deliverance from this present ongoing evil age then is only in Christ and in repentance and faith, turning totally to Him. Now look at the rest of verses 4 and 5. He says, "According to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." The God whose justice demanded an eternal penalty for sin is the one whose mercy provided an eternal remedy for sin. And to do that, He sent His only begotten Son. Now, Jesus did not die in order that God might love sinners. Rather, He died because God does love sinners already. But He would not compromise His holiness, His purity. And so a sin penalty had to be paid. And Jesus became the propitiation, 1 John 2:2, for the sins of the whole world, the Bible tells us. In other words, the full, complete, total payment for all sin for all time. That's why when you look at John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life." That is telling us then that Jesus died because God loves us. And He willingly, out of love, came to die for us. So, Romans 5:8, "God commendeth His love for us. While we were yet sinners, just like we are, it wasn't that we got good enough to get His love. No, He already loved us, but He would not save us cheap. It would cost the blood of a pure and holy sacrifice, and that was Jesus Christ." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.